Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, man. We're having some great guests today, aren't we?
What a lineup.
We got
what a lineup. Kangaroo.
Baby kangaroo.
Bourbon.
Bourbon.
Now we're gonna segue to bikes.
Baby, bourbon, and bikes. This segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Turn that ordinary space into something extraordinary with brand new Pella Windows. Luxurious look, sleek design, custom colors, guaranteed to give your home the extra pop to entertain and keep you comfortable. It's the best of both worlds. And I'll tell you what, they've still got a great thing going on right now. Zero interest for up to 36 months or no down payment, no interest, no payments for up to 18 months if you book before tomorrow. That's right. You got one last day.
That's right.
Give them a call. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Lock it in.
Pella's a great sponsor of ours, and I can really speak with some authority because Johnny's been to my place, but
once I've known him 22 years. I hosted events for him, had him on my radio show whenever he had something to biatch about.
Yeah,
I've been to his house once,
but he saw my windows anyway.
Are fantastic,
they are, and I live right next to a friend of yours who's a pilot, and he has Pella windows as well. So, thanks for coming in, you guys. We are going to talk about the Green Bay Bicycle Collective. And I've known a little bit about you because when you started, I was in office.
Peter Flukey talks big about you guys.
A lot of people do. So tell us how you got started, what your mission is.
Well, we started.
And by the way, just introduce you guys.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Mike Wozencraft and Mike Johnson,
Mark.
Green Bay Bicycle Collective.
Yes. So we started out in 2011. We were kind of like just a ragtag group of friends, like cyclists and having a good time. And then we thought we could do better. And slowly but surely, it kind of melded into this thing called the Green Bay Bicycle Collective. And we became a not-for-profit, a 501c3. And, just started raising money for other organizations. And we're like, well, we can probably change and make this into a thing to where we provide for the community at large.
So, again, you take bicycles, where do you get your product from, your raw material?
It's all volunteer. All volunteer. All the work there is all volunteer.
Right.
Every bike we get in is all donated in from the community. So everything's
used.
Isn't that
awesome?
Yeah. So everything we get in, brought in from the community, it's we wrench on it, make sure that it's good to go. If it's not that great, break it down, get parts from it. And then we sell it to help keep the lights on, or we try to put it into other programs and help out other 501c3s.
And Mike, you've been at this for a little while.
Yeah, I think I started about 7 years ago, shortly after we got our first original brick and mortar, our small 4th Street cinder block shop, which you helped us get. Thank you very much for that.
Yeah, I just think you guys are great. And, bicycles, it's health, but you also help some people that maybe can't afford a higher-end bike.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of a big part of our mission is getting quality bikes back out in the community for a reasonable price.
Right.
So a lot of our, like Mark said, all of our bikes are donated in from the community, people cleaning out the basement, cleaning out the garage, and then we fix them up, get them back out in the community for people that can't afford to spend, $500 to $1,000 plus on a bike. And a lot of the stuff that we get in, we've been very fortunate that we've been able to increase the quality of what we're putting out. We're getting, they might be a little older, but they're higher quality, nicer stuff that we can get out and have a renewed life for these bikes instead of ending up recycled or in a landfill.
Well, Peter, last time he was here, made a good point because bikes don't necessarily die. Cars die. Bikes don't have to die.
Right.
Isn't that true when you think about it?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of it is just simple mechanics.
Right.
You turn the pedals, the wheel turns.
Not a lot of electronics.
Fortunately.
Right. And the other thing, I think this is so great what you're doing, and even when we did this back in 2011, the community's working harder to promote bicycling. I mean, not just the Fox River Trail and Mountain Bay, but even the roads, the Sherrill Lanes and things and bikes, it's so healthy and it's so convenient, and everybody complains about parking. There's not an issue when you got your bike, So, yeah, I just think the timing is right for this. I really appreciate it.
Where do the funds go to then? Is it just to keep the lights on with you guys, pretty much?
Help keep the lights on.
Yeah.
You know, obviously we fundraise to help keep that going. It's not, you know, space isn't free.
No, that's what I mean. It's,
and we just essentially, we'll call it graduating into a much larger space.
Did you ever hear of the Mino Bike Company of Italy, 1913?
I have not.
Want to see a picture of it?
No one has. Look at this.
Oh, I have seven. John. I have seven Mino Bike Company bikes.
You do not. Do you really?
I'm just kidding. Because
they're like $2,000 a piece now.
Oh, fantastic.
See that? That's the racing team, Mino Racing Team.
There you go.
Yeah.
It is.
Is that great grandpa Mino?
No,
I think
no,
it is. I think no, it is. It might, you don't know that, Jim. There could be some relatives in there.
Yeah.
Wow. Did you see my cabs? I mean, my God, that's bred for this.
Oh, hey, Jimmy.
Jimmy the Green.
We talked about that last time.
My grandma had big calves, and she married my grandpa who had big calves. And they didn't put it together.
Do you guys remember that? Oh, you guys are too young. Yeah. Oh, my God. That was hilarious.
End of his career.
End of his career. In a
keep
bar.
Keep going, it'll end ours.
In a bar.
That's right. Exactly.
Anyway, so I want to talk about how you help people that would like a bike that can't afford a bike. And you offer them at a discount. You give bikes away. Or tell me a little bit
guys
more about
guys like
this.
Me.
Yeah.
A lot of our pricing is suggestive. If somebody walks through the door and is in need of a mode of transportation, we're going to do our best to not turn them away,
right?
Because they can't necessarily afford it. That's part of our mission. Is long story short, it's been kind of our unofficial motto for years: is more butts on bikes. Get people out riding, get people riding on a functional bicycle and a safe bicycle for them.
Right. Because like I said, I think we provide a lot of opportunities, but you still have to have something that works. Right.
Absolutely.
I mean, everything
absolutely.
From the, especially the brakes. So tell me you guys, how can we see you and buy your bikes? Do you have hours? Do you have a website? Because Johnny's looking for a bike. He's going to try to work you down to that nonprofit thing, but he's got the money. He just hides it very well.
Put my butt on a bike. Mino's butt on a bike.
Well, if you'd like to come down, we're open 3 to 9 on Mondays.
Peter and I are going to come down one day.
Yeah, absolutely. Please do. 3 to 7 on Wednesdays. And that's just our hours right now. Hopefully during the summer, as we get more volunteers interested and whatnot. We can have more hours. We're over at 1106 C State Street.
Okay.
We moved in there this past July. People are still finding us.
That right off of Broadway?
Yes.
Yeah. Set by Thirsty's Bar and the other bars?
There's a few bars.
There's a few bars in that neighborhood. Just south of our old location.
Okay, so we're the very north end of State Street. Right by the big red pellet stove building.
Exactly. Yep.
All right. Well, that's convenient, close, easy parking. People can go in there, go look at your bikes.
Absolutely.
That is very cool. I'm glad you're doing this. Do you have bikes for little kids or is it just adult bikes? Or what do you guys offer?
All sizes, ages, ranges.
Awesome. You know, another thing though, too, I mean, you mentioned bikes have gotten expensive.
Oh man.
I mean, I've seen some of the high level mountain bikes or the fat tires are like $3,000. Something like that.
I mean, as much as you'd like to spend.
Yeah, problem spending that kind of money.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So, but the fact of the matter is, you're still on a thing with two wheels and a seat, and you're pedaling to make it go. So what I'm saying is, you can spend all that money if you want, if you're that person, but you don't have to for basically the same experience. Is what I'm trying to say here.
Oh, 100%.
I mean, unless you're insecure and you got to look the part.
Yeah.
But you do have, and what I like about what the product that you put out is it is tested. I mean, you guys know what you're doing. I mean, you guys are mechanics, and I don't know where you learned all that, but I was talking to my neighbor who works for you or volunteers with you, I should say.
Yep.
Yeah, he's all into tinkering with bikes.
A lot of our volunteers, especially Brian, great guy. I mean, essentially, it's a good way for people to come down and, learn how to wrench on stuff. If you don't have the experience, we're more than happy to show you how, because we're more of a DIY shop. Like, if you have repairs that need to be done, rather than hold on to it and get it back to you finish, we'd rather throw the wrench in your hand and
Hey,
guess what?
That's awesome.
This is how you're going to
do it. That's fantastic.
And, our volunteers, Brian, Glenn, John, Jim.
Probably do a blindfolded. Yeah. The guys in the armor and they have to disassemble the rifle and put it back blindfolded. I'm sure they could do that kind of stuff there.
And we got a second Brian too.
With that said, so we are an educational 501c3, and that kind of goes along with the structure of our nonprofit status. Is we are an educational nonprofit. teaching people how to wrench on bikes. We've also done a slew of bike rodeos, which help teach younger children safe cycling practices through fun kind of activity-based ways.
I think what's cool that you guys are doing is that's like something they can use the rest of their life. You know, because people, there's still people at, what, 70 that are on bikes? I mean, you see them.
Oh, beyond 70.
Maybe 70, yeah, 80. But
yeah.
If you learn how to, as you put it, wrench on a bike, you can get a good deal on bikes. I mean, sometimes they're like, people throw them out. And if somebody knows how to fix them up, I mean, that could really be a heck of an opportunity to get yourself a nice bike for not a lot of money.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
And you'll teach them that.
They don't really rust that much, right? I mean, I know the chains can and whatever, and the guards down there, but it doesn't seem like the actual chat of a bike rusts that much, do they? Do they have a special paint or something?
I mean, most of them are automotive quality paint.
Okay.
The less expensive department store bikes will tend to see more issues. But if you're even at, like, we get a lot of older mid-90s, like, Trek Specialized, stuff like that, that tend to be higher quality. They might not be the newest thing, but those are still quality bikes that we can, again, give a second life to. And
a lot of them are actually power coated, aren't they? Some of the main ones.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I think if you know how to fix a bike, you can be like the star of the family. You know,
Absolutely.
Bernie knows
everybody needs that guy.
Right. I know everybody likes you, and for these younger kids, you're a little bit of a chick magnet, right? You know.
I mean, it's all in the calves, I guess. Yeah.
You know?
Oh, there you go.
Hello, how you doing? Yeah. You know, it's got to be one of those things too. We're keep you around for another segment if it's okay with you guys. Yeah, but I think it's one of those things. Like, we're just talking with Tom from the distillery, and it's another one of those like little hidden gem of Green Bay.
Right.
And that's not we're not trying to like pound our chest or anything like that, but we feel really proud that we have a forum for people like you.
No, and we appreciate it.
And these other kind of places. We're huge into homegrown local type things.
And that's kind of one of the reasons we came on the air. I think there's a lot of, you know, you're great. The collective has been awesome, been around since 11, but there's some things that just need just a little bit more visibility. And TV doesn't do that because it's all commercials anyway.
Stop.
And then the newspaper's all Gannett. So we feel like we have a niche in there. I'm glad you're here, and I hope we can help you. And I want to get the word out. I think what you do for this community is just awesome. But we're going to, what's he playing? What is this?
Queen Bicycle Race.
Okay. You win, Mike.
Nicely done. All right, we're going to set a quick break. Mike Woozencraft and Mike Johnson, Green Bay Bicycle Collective, back right after this. You say black, I say white, you say black, I say black. Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here. Want to correct myself. Mark Woozencraft and Mike Johnson. I said Mike Woozencraft. It is not Mike. In fact, Mark said, don't ever say the word Mike to me again.
I like that. That's
I swear
words.
I will take a bicycle chain and I will beat on you. So what you guys do is really great. The Bicycle Collective and a lot of, and anybody can. I mean, I'm going to buy a bike from you guys.
So
I guarantee you. But also some disadvantaged people, you know, who
can't afford.
Maybe don't have a car. Maybe they're not on the bus route and they need some transportation. And you see a lot of those because I walk around downtown here now that I'm staying down here. You see a lot of people, their main mode of transportation is a bike. Isn't that the truth?
It's definitely the truth. I mean, there's so many people out there that obviously don't have access to vehicles or they're not very close to, you know, the bus line, that type of deal. So it's, it's good to have that option for everyone. And not only that, but it's creating, you know, safety in numbers for all the cyclists out there. The more cyclists that are out there, the more people see it, the more visible it is. And, you know, that's also part of our, you know, our mission to provide education, advocacy, and encouragement.
Your mantra.
Yes, absolutely.
And I think the more people that bike, the more support there's going to be when we want to expand trails, you know, because the government just looks to how many votes am I going to get out of this? And if you got a pretty good bicycle organization in Green Bay.
Yeah.
I mean, a number of them, but they were instrumental in getting the Fox River Trail built.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, we're just standing on the shoulders of those people at this point right now, all the groups and people that were getting the Fox River Trail started, getting you know, promoting cycling in our community, brought, you know, in years past. And you know, we're just, it's just a natural continuation.
I remember we did Webster Avenue, which is, you know, that's really the main corridor, and that street was so beat up, but boy, did you guys raise hell until we added a bike lane. Remember that?
Yeah.
Remember.
I remember you. We've never done that before.
But I think that was, it was a good thing. You drive down there and you got the sidewalk, and then of course you got the bike lane and the two car lanes and then the boulevard. That's a nice looking street. It's a great entrance to our city.
Very much so.
And I just thank you for being so tenacious.
How is this area for?
Costs us a lot of money, but
because I know we have one of our girls that comes, our ladies that comes on, Brittany Merlot from Wausau, and she said the trails over there in that area are really pretty spectacular throughout the. How is this area, Brown County, Northeast Wisconsin, for trails?
Trails wise, I mean, obviously we have the Fox River Trail.
And what's the one outside of Suamico?
Mountain Bay.
Yep. We have East River Trail. For us, I feel like, you know, obviously we've been moving in the right direction over the last couple of years. Before, it was very, very difficult to get anywhere by bike safely, I guess you could say, short of going on the sidewalks.
I mean, you're bucking the traffic on everything. And I mean, 2.5 feet away from you, maybe sometimes.
But we just spend a little money and get something more up to Door County, and that's very safe.
That would be great.
Trees on both sides.
Yeah, it would be great to have something along that lines. I mean, but obviously it takes time. I mean, this stuff doesn't happen overnight.
No.
And the progress that the city has made over the last couple of years is
The awareness you guys are bringing is a great starting point with things like that.
The community has grown a lot over the last decade as far as cycling, infrastructure, and safety. The you mentioned the Fox River Trail. That just kind of goes to show the need and desire for it. The Fox River Trail, if I'm not mistaken, is one of the most heavily trafficked recreational trails in the country per capita.
Really? Yeah,
it is.
The usage on there. And I think what we're saying about how it's progressing, I think younger people like you are getting more involved. You know, I just remember going to a meeting about the Fox River Trail and some alderman, some overweight white guy just says, nobody rides bikes anymore. And that's just because you don't ride bikes anymore. You know, there's a lot of people that ride bikes. So and that's great that you guys stepped up at those meetings and said, look, man, we got to do this.
To that point, that's a huge driver of retaining young talent in communities.
Right?
Is
look at Madison.
Activity, things to do. Multimodal transportation.
Right.
So
the brain drain, as he always says about this town.
We got to keep young guys like you here.
That's it. You've seen a lot of the younger professionals leave the city in previous years, and I feel like that's a shift that's flipping in the other direction.
I agree.
People are starting to see the growth in this community and maintain a desire to stay here and help grow that community.
And I wouldn't look to Madison for a lot of things, but I would look to them for bikes.
They're
like a gold star.
They
right?
are one of the gold standards nationwide.
Yeah. So we can learn from them, and they're willing to share all information too. I mean, that's a pretty good community to work with. Hey, I just want to say one other thing in terms of selling your bikes. I think people get the bikes for themselves, which is fine, and their spouse or maybe their kids, but to have extra bikes when a company comes over and, you know, come down to Titletown, you know.
That actually is good. I will give you that. You know, you do that. And
I do that.
Is a good idea.
I have extra bikes, different sizes, and because people come over and you get in the car, it's like, wait, and you don't want to take, walking is okay, but, so I would just encourage people to get visitor bikes, maybe two or four.
But not everybody has a 6-stall garage. Let's be honest. I mean,
whatever. Hang them up on a rafter.
Yeah, okay.
It doesn't take any room. Jeez, John.
You know, luckily Green Bay isn't exactly known for its mountainous terrain. So it's easy to get around.
Totally.
Like, you know, you're not, you know, the amount of sweat equity you have to put into it is pretty minimal to get from.
And so you mentioned Door County, and I did that. We rented them one time at, I can't remember the big place that rents bikes, but you drive around Door, those hills are pretty amazing. Oh my God.
Practice makes perfect.
Well, we got a couple of Green Bay
between
though,
like Fish Creek and whatever those hills.
Those are killer.
Yeah. Killer.
Yeah. That you get off and walk.
Wow.
Yeah. Those. But, and the other thing I just want to say with bikes, and I hope people, I think a lot more people are into it, but even the farmer's market, you know, sometimes we get 5,000 people down at the farmer's market. Mm-hmm. Take your bike. You know, they have bike racks there, and those are a lot of times supported by different companies. And it's just, it just, life is so much easier.
Well, and not only that, but you and I are always talking about the perfect physical fitness type thing.
Yeah.
You know, you get your personal trainer, and I got my walking, and everybody's got their own thing. But when we had a couple of people on talking about, like, and I admit, this is no lie, the one time that I really had a good weight loss type thing, it wasn't from running. I used to jog and jog and jog and jog. And when I started biking, the weight melted off. It was incredible. And you didn't feel it.
And it's low impact. It doesn't, yes. It doesn't beat the crap out of your knees and your feet.
And you're enjoying it.
Yeah.
And you're still shedding those pounds.
Yeah, because you don't want to beat up your knees at his age, and he doesn't know how to swim, so biking is his only option.
But it's one of those things where, you know, I grew up in that era of, if it doesn't hurt, it's not doing you any good.
Yeah.
But biking is one thing, it won't hurt, and it's doing you really good.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's one of those things when I started doing some more longer distance rides, I've had issues with my knees since I was relatively young, and when I started doing the longer distance rides, the pain in my knees just
melted. Is that amazing?
Yeah. The other thing, went to mayor school or whatever, they talked about walking your community or bike community. You see things that you don't see in the car.
That's true.
And I think people need to see the sign. I've been driving by there for years and I never noticed this or that. Or you can stop very easily and look at the heritage trail signs. I just think there's a lot of opportunities on bikes. So I just really hope it's you guys keep doing this, because you're a great service to the community. You're a nonprofit. We need to support you and keep you alive, keep you going. And I love your mission statement and where you're going.
Mark and Mike have one more comment they want to make.
So we do have our largest annual fundraiser coming up this Sunday, noon to 4 at Badger State. It's our 12th annual banquet. We have live music from the Chocolatiers. Our raffles this year are just out of this world great. Food from the Portly Fowl.
Awesome.
Going to be a good day.
So that's Sunday.
We're there.
Sunday, Cinco de Mayo.
Get us the information. Day. Cinco de Mayo.
There you go.
Yeah.
Right.
Where you can wear your team.
It all started with the Italian de Mayo group in Italy. It's 1913. Give us more information on that. We'll pub it all the way through Sunday. Okay.
It's Cinco de Mayo.
Perfect.
Huh?
All right. Cinco de Mayo.
Cool. We're there. Yeah.
Guys,
we'll
Mark Wozniak, Mike Johnson, Sunday. Green Bay Bicycle Collective. You guys are awesome. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Bye.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Well, thank you very much. Man, how much fun are we having here today? Carrie Kramer, the Young Family Zoo, bringing down a baby
Kangaroo,
which is incredible. Tom Feld, Paradise North Distillery, Small Business Spotlight. Phenomenal place out by Bay Beach.
Makes his own distillery, brewery.
Incredible.
Vodka, bourbon. It's been great. So we're a little lightheaded, but go ahead, John.
Mark Wozniak and Mike Johnson, Green Bay Bicycle Collective, which is tremendous.
Yeah, we're going there to get bikes.
We're going there buying bikes. And now you take over from here, Jim, because this is really in your wheelhouse.
Oh, man, is it. So Johnny, we both love music.
He's been very excited about you guys coming in.
I have. I'm glad you guys are finally here. McDowell Male Chorus, which you guys have been around since, 34? You guys don't look that old.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. But so, Tom, you've got 4 shows, and there's 2 that are coming up. And this is, like, the best music, right? I mean, how many people you get up there on the risers? And tell us a little bit about the show. I know it's coming up. We'll get to that in just a second. But
absolutely. This year, we've got about 50 guys on stage, 50 men, and we do a wide variety of music, some sacred stuff, some show tunes, some pop. And this year, being our 90th year, we're trying to cover somehow 90 years of song with some medleys that kind of hit different eras of song. And it's great, because part of McDowell is our ability to sing a wide variety of music that's pleasing to the ear and hits a lot of different generations.
And people that recognize that nothing brings people back to a place like music, you know? And if you can hit on some of this stuff, even 30s, 50s, there's just a lot of cool music out there. So, Dave, you've been with this group for a while?
25 years.
Oh, stick mic.
You're the mic. 25 years.
And how'd you get into this?
I came to see a couple of the performances beforehand, thought I was not a good enough singer for the group at the time. Then they showed up at my church, and one of the guys asked if I should come to the practice because he saw me mouthing the words that they were singing. And so it
Isn't
started
that nice?
From there.
Wow.
25
years.
And I found out that I
you can
qualify.
Sing. Yeah, you do sing. You can. You guys have the voice. You can kind of tell when I met you out in the lobby.
Yeah, no question.
Yeah, this, because Johnny can't sing. But we'll get to that. So
everybody can sing 2 notes. Just ask Johnny Cash.
Don't do this. Don't get him started.
What?
Oh, my God. Go
do
ahead.
I, yes or no?
Yeah, go ahead.
What song? God, what song? Sure, Drew. What is that?
Do you guys do any Johnny Cash?
I walked on.
Yeah, you.
Nope.
This is almost like an audition.
This is
okay,
why.
Here we go.
This is why. Okay, let's ask these guys if they're going to bring you in. Okay.
Quiet. Okay.
Oh, my God.
I hear the train a-coming. It's rolling around the bend.
Not even close.
I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when.
All right, you guys,
I'm
stop
stuck in Folsom Prison. Time keeps passing.
There you go.
On.
Yeah, see?
As an audition, what would you say?
But, you know, well, I think you'd be great. After our concerts, we like to go out and have a couple of adult beverages.
There you go.
You would fit with that.
All right.
I like that.
I've been asked to join a musical group.
He's being super nice to you. So, yeah. All right. So, Al, we're going to talk to you in just a second. You got a favorite, like, time of music, or is it everything, or what do you, something you like?
I like it all.
Yeah, me too.
We do such a wide variety of tunes from, you know, religious, you know, sacred music, pop show tunes, Broadway classics. We do a wide variety. And this year, we've brought out even some of the more recent songs. So it's really, I like music. It's a communication.
And who's the director? Who's your course director?
Herb Berenson is our current director. He's been around, I don't know how many years. It seems like forever now.
Yeah.
In all the years since 1934, he's our fifth director.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
They tend to stay around for a while, and we have a good time.
Pretty good coaches to retain you guys too. I mean, that's part of it. I mean, he's got to teach you, but you also got to like him.
Reintroduce our gentleman.
Oh, yes. Here, you guys, we're talking to McDonald. That's a male. McDowell.
Thank you very much.
I'm sorry. I was... where the distillery was from the McDonald's warehouse, so I'm sorry.
Here we go.
The McDowell.
And then I stopped at McDonald's the other day, and my cheeseburger was cold. I went back and feel this cheese. It's cold.
I know it's McDowell.
And I never got started about the apple pie.
Jeez, okay. It's a male course.
This guy fits. This John Mino, he fits right into our group, let me tell you.
Yeah, it's okay. You can have him anytime. So the male course established in 1934, and you guys had two great shows coming up. And I love where you're singing, too. I mean, that St. Lawrence, the acoustics there are like...
At the chapel is great.
Yeah, you can't beat that. You guys must sound just phenomenal there.
It's probably the most often spot that we have sung yet in Appleton. It's been one of our go-to places to always at least get one concert there because it's a great place to sing and a great place to listen.
Give me one more fair. Introduce all your gentlemen once again. Who you got here? All the way around the board.
All right, so we've got... Rick Marion.
Hello, Rick.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
We're going to get to Rick in a second.
Does everybody have a certain type of song that you guys are featured in? Like you, I mean, you've got a deeper voice. And I mean, how does that all work?
Okay, John doesn't know music. He's asking,
I don't know music.
Are you guys tenors, baritones, bass? That's what he's asking.
I didn't know the actual names, Jim.
Do they have a different type of song?
Well, we actually have three first tenors here. And I'm bringing up I cover the whole baritone section for us this morning.
Okay. The tenors are like, you guys...
The high voice.
I know you guys make it happen. Al, I want you to talk a little bit more about what you're enjoying about this. And you like it, the variety of the music. But you got a favorite? You got a favorite? Like, do you do a musical? Is there
something
like...
That's kind of what I was asking, Jim,
Oh, that was right on. Do you, like...
I love Broadway... Broadway show tunes. Les Mis. We did a Les Mis set years ago. Dave Coffin here, he's been trying to get us to bring that back.
Les Mis is like, that's great.
That and Phantom of the Opera. I mean, you could almost argue they're overdone, but they're not overdone.
No.
It's such high quality music.
Weren't you in really Oklahoma?
I was in Music Man.
Oh, Music Man, that's right.
I was in the Barbershop Quartet. I was on stage. It was great.
Guys, we're really impressed with the Barbershop Quartet history.
It was, okay, we talked about when
hang
we
on, Jim, got a comment there, sir?
No, talk about Rick. Rick, I just want to say, you guys, because I don't know if you're regular listeners, but Johnny and I talk about, we grew up in, like, not two different worlds, but definitely two different worlds.
I didn't have a Shetland pony growing up.
He made his money in high school getting night crawlers.
Picking night crawlers. And
selling them.
How many guys here have picked night crawlers?
Oh.
One, two, three, four.
No, he didn't.
Four out
he
of five. I was the other one.
Okay, all right. I was looking. Where's that fifth guy? Anyway, I made mine singing. So anyway, with the hats, cummerbunds, all that. So anyway, just two different things. But Rick, you're going to tell us about the show. $20, that seems like a hell of a deal.
It is a great deal. We try and keep it affordable for our audiences. The opportunities in Appleton are broad for the entertainment dollar. So we try and ensure that our audiences can come see us without breaking the bank.
But I think what you say about Appleton, and you know, we've had Jake on here, and we've had your Appleton VCB or visiting convention person. You have a lot going on in Appleton. I think that makes people go to other stuff too. You know what I mean? If you only have one event, but you know, you've got just. I think you guys. We say that
people
all the time.
People in Appleton almost expect to be entertained.
Yeah, absolutely. You guys got it going on.
We got that sign coming into town at Appleton. You know, we sing here. Something.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, are we going to hear a little sample from you guys, or is the vocal cords not warmed up good enough? Because we want to hear a little something.
It would be a really bad mix of three tenors and a baritone. I don't know if that
they
would
don't
work.
Have
oh, come on, you got some. Maybe the only other option is me.
Wow.
The only other option
maybe
is
we'll
me.
Maybe we'll try something.
Because we promised live music to our listeners.
We did not.
We did, too. We did, too. So it's either me with you guys, you guys playing background for me, or vocalizing, or whatever it's called. Or you guys singing. One of the two,
okay,
right,
maybe Jim? We'll practice at break.
Todd, are you with me on this?
Oh, God.
Oh, okay. Man. Do you guys do To Sir With Love?
Oh, he doesn't know this. Don't do this.
Don't entertain
Todd them. Killed us.
Those schoolgirl days.
He thinks he's on tune. That's those
no,
are dangerous.
I'm not.
Those are dangerous singers, right?
Yeah.
They think they're good.
And biting nails.
Not even close. Not even close. Not even close. But that's, you know, I think
how do you thank someone who was taking
teach
you?
Teach our listeners about.
Remember that song, To Sir With Love?
Well, of course,
well,
they do.
Absolutely.
They do. Yeah.
You know, okay. It does sound like he's auditioning. I really think he should consider coming and joining us.
Thank you. Well,
we do have several people from Green Bay that participate with us.
Oh, that's cool.
That's
but
nice.
I think Tom's right, though. It's the after party crowd that Johnny would.
Right.
Although we do have some songs this year that would be probably in your zone.
Really? Like what?
Yeah, well, Elvira, Achy Breaky Heart.
Oh, man.
You know.
Oh, there you go. The Oak Ridge Boys.
Kind of
you could
I
do
could
that.
Do.
That you could do.
I know I could.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's.
Thank you, Jim.
And it's because he doesn't really sing it. He just says it.
Well, he could do that. Boom, bop,
yeah, that's right. That's what I'm saying.
Boom, bop, boom, bop. I could do that.
That's right. Okay.
There's also a song called The Riser Crew.
Oh
yeah, maybe you could do that song.
I don't know that one, but
you show up early before the concert help set up the risers.
There you go. Finally.
Okay,
you're part of the chorus, John.
We'll get you on the program. You know,
you are on the program.
True story. When I was at Nagani St. Paul's in the eighth grade, and they had the Christmas chorus thing. My job was opening and closing the curtains.
Nice.
That was my only job.
But your name was in the program. That's what I'm saying.
We could give you a solo. You know, sing solo. We can't hear you.
Yeah, solo. Okay. Wow. Another. Did he give you that joke? Because that's normally the type of thing he comes out with on a daily basis that Todd and I have to put up with.
I want to just
right, Todd?
I want to promote this a little bit more. These guys are singing in Appleton Saturday, May 4th at 7 p.m. at Lawrence at the Memorial Chapel. And that. I think a lot of people have been there, but if they haven't, I mean, the acoustics there are just, of course, that's a musical school, so they built it right.
What are your backgrounds in music?
Ooh. high school trained and love of music.
Okay.
That's a benefit of this group is McDowell is made up of men from all walks of life, all ages, a wide variety of musical backgrounds, and the camaraderie is built, you know, the foundation is we love to sing.
Yeah.
And
you obviously get along.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. It's once you're, you know, we talk about this every Monday night at rehearsal. It's when you're a member of McDowell, you're a member of McDowell. We had two guys come back. They're going to be joining us at this concert. This is our 90th year. And so they're going to join us on stage for some of our songs.
That's awesome.
And they haven't been around. Mike Reitz is a past president. He's been a non-performing member of the group for 20 plus years. He's going to join us on stage, and he's just like he never left.
Wow.
So, it's all about brotherhood. I mean, we talk a lot about brotherhood.
Right already. Yep.
Brotherhood is song, and just being able to be together, have fun, singing songs.
And you look forward to Monday night rehearsal.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? That means you're doing something right.
Some statistics for you. We've had 877 men over these 90 years that have sung in McDowell, and we've had, you know, sets of fathers and sons. We've had 24 sets of brothers. We've had 16 sets of fathers
Isn't
and sons.
Isn't that great?
So it you know,
boy, that's family.
It's just great family, right?
Good stuff.
Wow, that's great. And I just want you guys are at like I said at Appleton 7 o'clock on Saturday, but then Sunday. You know, for those of us who can't stay up, you have a 2 o'clock show in the afternoon and that's at Xavier.
That's at Xavier Performing Center.
You still get the goosebumps and the chills singing at a place like this. I mean, is it still, you know, you still get that feeling in your bit of your stomach?
If you're not a little nervous, you got to have a little edge. So you got to be a little nervous. When you get too complacent is when you start singing Watermelon.
Like John, so that's
when you're on stage and everybody is in that groove.
Yeah.
And that happens every year at some point. The hair stands up on the back of your neck.
That's what
and
I mean.
You get the goosebumps because you just feel everybody is just clicking.
And what you're creating.
It's really special.
And then it's, you know, it's fun to hear the audience react, right? I mean, the roar of the crowd. I mean, that's kind of cool.
Without the audience, we don't exist.
Right. You know, it sounds like you guys really get ready for that show. And I'm looking forward to this. This is going to be great, especially that, like I said, they're both great acoustics, but that Lawrence, I've been there many, many times, and I just, you know, everything from violin to a chorus. I mean, that place is built for music. So looking forward to that.
And I will say this, Jim has a big appreciation for groups like yourself. And obviously he grew up with it, with the whole thing. But, you know, you hear, so I used to watch MTV or whatever it was, you know, behind the songs, behind the music, you know, and it starts out all great. And then Bob's girlfriend got involved and then so-and-so quit the band.
Yeah.
Those kind of, you guys don't seem like you've had those kind of problems.
No,
keep it to the guys. Keep it to the guys. Yeah. You just,
we do have a deal for your listeners though.
Okay.
For the first 25 people that email us at tickets@mcdowellchorus.com, and that's MacDowellChorus.com. We'll give 2 tickets to the first 25 people that, that email us.
Wow. Fantastic.
We'd love to get people out. So often they say, gee, you're like a hidden gem. Yeah. Never knew you were there. So,
all right, give us that again, that email address.
It's tickets@mcdowellchorus.com.
And Todd's, I'm sure, got that, right, Todd? So we'll keep pumping that out.
You can also find us on Facebook. You know, if you if you need to find our contact information, we're on Facebook. We also have a website, mcdowellchorus.com.
Outstanding. Gentlemen, thank you so much for being here. This has been great.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Fantastic.
Appreciate it.
Best of luck this weekend. And again, if you know, if somebody's sick, I mean, I can give you a card.
Just don't do it. Yeah. You know? And he'll help you set up the risers.
Appreciate that, John.
I mean, to set up the risers.
Yeah, right, there you go. There you go. Thanks,
bud. It goes without saying.
Thank you so much, guys. You guys are awesome. It's going to be a great weekend. We got to set a quick break. Back after this.
Lips like cherry wine. That girl can sure enough make my little light shine. I get a funny feeling up and down my spine. Cause I know that my Elvira's mine. My heart's on fire for Elvira.
Papa Mau Mau.
High on silver and wet.
Elvira.
Yep.
What?
These guys were at the Carlton a lot. I mean, I've seen these guys a
really?
Million times. Oh, yeah.
Boy, these guys have some fun.
Oh, they have some.
Hey, I think they. Okay, we're on camera. So
I was just scratching my head.
Wasn't
that fun?
Absolutely.
This McDowell.
McDowell Men's Chorus this weekend at Lawrence.
Cool about joining that group. I mean, that's their social.
Absolutely.
I mean, they really get along.
Yeah.
And they have fun up on stage.
You know what? Even just talking to them, they all got deep voices. You just tell that they're
singers. They're barbershoppers.
Yeah, they're singers. Yep.
Or not barbershoppers. They're chorus people. There's a difference.
But fantastic.
Yeah, that was fun.
I think it'd be great if we had Jim, like we had kind of like a sing-off.
Yeah.
Have a couple, like maybe 4 guys, different parts.
Kind of like in, what was the movie?
What was the movie with the
They made the 2 singing. Of the Packer players win it. Josh Sitton and that were in it.
Pitch Perfect.
Pitch Perfect.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Did you ever watch that?
Maybe.
You did, didn't you? You did watch that, didn't you? No, him.
Oh, no.
Don't you shame him. That's
okay.
Okay.
All right. I mean, you had 3 Packers. It was Bakhtiari and Josh Sitton and somebody else were all in it.
All
so you had 3 Packers that were in it.
I bet. I'm freaking out because I didn't put any money
Well,
in
why don't you go check live on the air?
Okay.
Go check.
What's he doing?
He's got to check for his ticket if he got a ticket.
Oh, if he got a ticket. Okay. Well, if not, fine him anyway.
for
not
away.
Being here.
Yeah, right.
Hey, once again, boy, we've had a fun show today. I hope we translated out through the airwaves, but we've in this studio have had such a great time. And I just want to pump every one of these groups that have come in here. Carrie Kramer, DeYoung Family Zoo. She brought in the baby kangaroo. And they're opening this weekend. The weather doesn't look great. She admitted that. But Mother's Day coming up, it's free for moms. And also, every day is free for veterans. which is amazing. They've done so many things, and I didn't want to talk about it on the air because I know she would have broken up a little bit about a group of veterans from Iraq that had vowed as soon as they came back from Iraq, they're all going to go there and volunteer to work because they watched their TV show. And it ended tragically as far as many of them didn't make it back. But anyway, but Carrie and Bud DeYoung, Family Zoo, just 20 miles north of Menominee. It's a phenomenal place, hands-on for kids. Tom Felt, Paradise North Distillery, Small Business Spotlight. Man, that guy's got it going on out there by Bay Beach. I mean, like I said, just his bottles and his logos and everything look fantastic.
And they tell you that, you know, packaging can make a difference.
That's what I was going to add. I was going to say, because you're big into that. You know all about that
and
stuff.
And the internal product is important, but there's some products where the packaging's
you buy
better.
It because of the
right.
How it looks.
And
I'm not,
that is really, looks high-end. And yeah, that, he has great packaging.
I've done that with wine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But,
it's like it might, because one might even be more expensive. One might be like $6.
Yeah.
Versus the other one, and it's like I'll pay the extra couple of bucks for just how the bottle looks.
And I'm sure he's getting his labels. So what's the name of that place? That's right on 54, and you know that label company. And I'm because they're clear labels, and that's
yeah,
what they
beautiful.
Make. And so you
I mean, the bottles almost would be a collector's item.
Right,
just
I was going to say,
good,
yep.
Wouldn't it though?
Yep.
I would never throw one of those bottles
yeah.
away. You know what I do? I'd fill it with like iced tea or something. And just have it on the shelf.
Walk around on the street with it. Scare
have
some
you
people.
Ever have you ever had a get together and had like a bottle of Absolut but put cheaper vodka in it but put it at the bottom?
Never.
No,
I've never done
never.
That.
Never.
Have you?
Is that a fake Rolex?
No. I haven't.
No, I haven't. That wasn't real convincing, John.
Well, it's kind of like,
don't
you
tell
know,
us that. Don't.
All right.
Yeah, that's no.
It's kind of like when Jesus, it's a Jesus thing. When it's like he made the second wine, it's like, wait a minute, why are you bringing out the good wine now?
Right.
And I think somebody said, don't worry about it. They're half the bag anyway, Jesus.
Right.
You can do it now. And it's like, no, I'm going to make this wine. It's even better than the other stuff.
Right. Okay. That
he, is that a real story?
Yeah. But he's not. Yeah, that was at the wedding. When in Cana?
Whose
right?
wedding? Who gets married?
I don't know. It's
his sister
it's,
and somebody.
No, it's not. It is. I didn't have a sister.
I thought he did.
No, jeez, Johnny. No, it's the, just the wedding. It's the...
Mary Magwins?
No, he doesn't... I don't think that's not the star.
The sister Betty?
The message is that he... Yeah, he did.
Joan of Arc?
Well, he was honest with him. It wasn't like you putting in, you know...
I didn't say I did that.
Yeah.
I just asked if anybody's ever even considered something like that, which I think is wrong.
Okay. Hey,
all
so...
Right.
All right.
Wait a minute. Mark Woosencraft and Mike Johnson, Green Bay Bicycle Collective.
Yeah, those guys
they were
awesome.
Fantastic. I'm going over there, and I'm buying a bike this week. I'm buying a bike.
Okay, cool.
I'm buying a bike. Then Appleton McDowell Men's Chorus. What a great bunch of guys.
Yeah, that is going to be a fun show. So for $20.
That's taking place this weekend.
Right, this weekend.
And Lawrence, you can get free tickets. Todd, tell them how they can get free tickets.
So tickets at McDowellTix.com.
Okay, tickets at McDowellTix.com. You get the first 20 people that email them, you get 2 free tickets.
We'll put that on our Facebook page so
okay.
people can find
that
it there.
That is really
all
cool.
Right.
Fantastic.
I mean, that's $40.
And you've been in that chapel. You said the acoustics are amazing, huh?
Yeah, well, you've been in there, haven't you?
I was in there one time for doing a, I did a story.
Yeah.
But I wasn't in there for like a concert type thing. But you could tell. Sometimes you walk into a place. I always used to feel like the Widener was that way. When you're on stage in the Widener, even if no one, you just, it just projects.
Yeah.
It just sound better.
The acoustics. That, yeah. Lawrence is a musical school, right? I mean, you know, it's either music major or music minor. I mean, everybody who goes
the arena or the, not the arena, though. The thing at St. Norbert is pretty cool, though, too. The one theater they've got there. I've been to. Oh, you know what? Oh, Todd, I was going to ask you this question. The play, is it 587? The name of it? We had the lady and talked about, because that Mike Perry, the great author, is going to be, when is that and where is that? Is that in Appleton this weekend?
No.
I really wanted to see this.
Johnny, I don't think that's...
You know what I'm talking about?
I do, but I think it's... Are you talking about this population four?
485?
Yes.
Oh, let's say, okay. Not even close to what you're talking about.
Right.
This is May 3rd to the 11th at the Webb Theater.
And that's on St. Norbert, right?
Right, that's on college
that's what
campus.
I wanted. Let's go to that one night.
Michael Perry.
Yes.
Okay.
I've read his books. He's a great, great author.
Okay, so that is May 3rd, which is tomorrow, Friday.
Friday.
So it starts Friday. Runs through the whole week, though.
The week.
Gizmo's going to come in tomorrow morning just to give one last plug on that.
Awesome.
He's got some tickets to
fantastic.
Give away.
Okay. I want to go to that next week.
Yeah,
you go with me?
Sure.
Yes or no?
I'll go. Yeah, right. Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay.
There's so much cool stuff going on. And
Amanda's shaking her head. Why are you shaking your head, Amanda?
Because we're going
to
go together.
Is that not ready to hang out with?
I'm just going to drive. We're not going to sit there.
nothing to do with you. I just have a little bone to pick with Todd scheduling the kangaroo before I could get here today.
Oh, I know. I don't know why I didn't call my granddaughter, said FaceTime them or something. They would have gone crazy seeing that thing.
And Laura said that was awesome.
Oh.
No, I just, I thought you were saying, Amanda, because we're going to go together to this. That doesn't mean we're going to sit together.
No, we'll sit in different sections,
him and I.
Don't
read too much into that. So,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's going to be fun.
Kiss cam.
Yeah. But you know what? If we do a 26 or a 1 year anniversary, she's got to bring him back down.
That would be very, very cool. I'm going to see the mayor at 10 o'clock to talk a little bit about that.
And talk to him about my Bart Starr corner, please.
Okay.
Please.
Yeah. Okay. I will.
All right. Thank you. You're actually good today.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Thank you, John.
You're welcome.
It's because our diets are starting to work.
Is that what it is?
I think
you don't
is, right?
seem as on edge. You seem a little bit more relaxed. Okay. You seem calmer.
Thank you, John.
You didn't yell at me at all before we got started.
Well, we had guests all day, too.
Yeah,
so I
didn't
nice
want to do
it
in front of people. So anyway. That was nice to start a day without getting broken down emotionally.
This is a fun day. All right.
Todd, phenomenal job you doing scheduling our people. Absolutely phenomenal. We're out of time. Back in tomorrow morning. Thank you all so much. See ya.